Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, folks. Here we are. It's another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I see that we are reaching nobody right now. So I'm going to hang out here and chit-chat and share this show around. If you happen to make it to the live feed, please share. Yes, indeed. I think I don't think it's happening here too good right now, folks. But I'm just going to shoot the shizai tonight. We're going to have Gary Binford is going to call us in from Nation Savers. We'll get that going. So if you happen to be here in the live feed as the show starts picking up people, please share. Start a watch party. You know, have some fun with your friends and family. Watching the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Just watching a little clip of the president at a rally in Pennsylvania talking about, should we do Make America Great Again? Keep America Great. Keep America Great won by a landslide.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-63. You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks. And I don't know if you've been watching the Facebook, but Dave Bray has been doing his thing. He's out and about and all over the place. And, you know, we love Dave Bray. So you want to make sure you get over to DaveBrayUSA.com. I promote him all throughout the show because I think he's doing great stuff. Check it out. LibertyRush.com, too. Check it out. Maybe we'll get it to play. I'm having these issues, you know. It's crazy. I don't get it. But all kinds of fun things happening. We had a shooting here.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA. right now on Facebook. That's DAVEDRAYUSA.
Yes, indeed, folks. You want to head on out there and get your copy of Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. It's kicking all your favorite patriotic jams right there in one place. And there you go, straight from the Trump rally in Pennsylvania. Keep America great. Seems to have been the rallying cry. They want to change the brand. They want to do some brand changing as per the President of the United States of America. Now, I didn't turn on my hotspot on my cell phone today, so reception might be cruddy. I got a data usage warning. Even though I have unlimited data, I got a warning. You know how that goes. So I had this story come out here in my local area today. And it was in reference to a shooting at a mosque here in Tampa. And you know what really concerned me about the whole story was that it was two Muslims with guns at a mosque in the middle of the night. No one seems to mention that part. Two Muslims at a mosque in the middle of the night. It was around midnight. Do you find that to be a little bit suspect? Wouldn't you want to think maybe we should investigate that. You know what I mean? We got our friend, what's his name, Hamze or whatever, the guy who runs CARE in our area, Center for Islamic American Relations or whatever the heck they want to try to call it. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm a little concerned about two Muslims with guns in the middle of the night at a mosque during Ramadan. I don't know. Call me crazy. You know what I'm trying to say, folks. it's insane. You know, but luckily, you know, I guess it was fake news or a lie or something like that, where they were going to fly these refugees, immigrants in to Broward County and Palm Beach County, 500 a week or something for X amount of, or 500 a day or something. And we heard Governor DeSantis say, it ain't gonna happen. We'll see. We'll see. It ain't going to happen in Arizona, ain't going to happen in San Diego, and it ain't going to happen in New Mexico. Guess what? It's happening in Texas. It's happening. Guess what? I think it's happening. I think they're all blowing smoke, make us all think, rah, 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 no one's coming. And they'll send them to Manatee and, you know, Orange County instead. So we won't be looking at Broward and Palm Beach, and we won't be looking at those other counties neither. They'll fly them into some little municipal airport like the one in Hernando County. We'll drop them off in little planes. You watch. They'll be coming here. Now they're telling us that cartels and stuff, because of all the added security at the border, want to start doing the Miami Vice thing and bring the drugs back to Florida like they used to do back in the day, because there's just too much happening at the border for them to be successful with their drug raids. I mean, drug runs. Mules are getting caught. People are watching. People are looking. The drug warehouses are filling up. Open borders. Yay! Hey, Sherry Behrens is watching. Post your website, Sherry. Make sure folks know what's happening. So I will have a guest this evening. I hadn't planned on a guest. I just asked a friend of mine. His name is Gary Binford. He's a former sports writer for the New York Newsday and New York Daily News, and he's now the main man. He is the man of Nation Savers. We'll have him lay it all out so you can check out Nation Savers. That's his group, his page. He writes fine. He's a fine writer. He got a great story about covering the Foreman-Frazier fight when we actually got together when I went up and visited my father. Folks, please, I would like to ask everybody for some personal prayers for your host and for my father. He is ailing, and we are seeking hospice care now. So please just say a little prayer and for my dad for a peaceful transition to the other side of life. Life's short. I'll be there soon. He needs to go. He's suffering. So please say a prayer to end his suffering and a peaceful transition to our Maker and our Lord and Savior, God and Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we made some of the final decisions today on how we want to proceed in the future here as he progresses through Parkinson's and dementia. He's in advanced stages of both conditions at the age of 85 and a half. So, you know, say a prayer. Thank you. of course, we're going to have Gary Binford here in a minute. So while I wait for Gary, because I love my good friend's music so much, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. While we wait, I'm going to play the song Freedom Rings because it's one of my favorites. I ask that you please stick around. Join a watch party or make a watch party. Invite all your friends as we play Freedom Rings and we wait for Gary Binford to call in and give us the scoop. We're going to talk a little bit about this late-term abortion thing that's going on. And I want to talk about the rally in New York City today and the unveiling of a new, billboard in Times Square in reference to Ilhan Omar getting her off the Foreign Relations Committee. We're going to touch on a bunch of things. Gary is a very smart man, and he's got a great mind and a lot of info, and it's great. He's really good to talk to. And so here it is. This is Freedom Rings. Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition. You're going to play the song and you're going to like it. You're going to probably love it. If you had never heard it, here it comes. Like I said, I'm out here on the lanai. It's a really, really good album. It has God Bless America, Amazing Grace, Star Spangled Banner, Freedom Rings, Into the Fire, Last Call. It's a great, great, great record. And why he calls it the Storyteller Edition is because before each song, like the Star Spangled Banner, he explains why he loves the Star Spangled Banner. And God Bless America, and Amazing Grace. Right on down the list, each song has, he has a little story. And here is Freedom Ring, Last Call. We'll be back with Gary Binford right after this.
For every soul, from every war, from the sea, from our shore, red revolt, the last flag, the coffin's away, we don't play, red dog, red star, the price is paid, for red dog. So remember, change his name, your freedom reigns. He's finally free, I'm glad to still alive. So we said the blood. Never dies. For every soul, from every war, across the sea, on our shore,
Really good stuff right there. That is Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, Freedom Ring. And of course, we have Memorial Day coming up. And what most folks seem to forget is Armed Forces Day, which is usually is always the third Saturday of the month of May, which is coming up, of course. And that's for those guys who are currently serving in our armed forces. And I want to thank those as we get ready to honor you. Coming up here real soon, the third Saturday of May, Armed Forces Day. Good stuff, folks. And of course, Memorial Day and Flag Day and Veterans Day, you know. All the holidays that we so love. 4th of July being one of the most amazing holidays. And what we're celebrating. And some people have seemed to forgot what we're celebrating, or, you know, and they go out and they shoot off fireworks and they have a good time at a barbecue. They drink some beer in the land of the free. And then go, let's be socialist. free college, free school, from preschool to college, you know, for everybody, you know. Pretty soon, some the people that are supplying the free money to these people. So, you know what, I ain't supplying the money no more. And then you have Venezuela. You know, in Venezuela, they took away the guns in 2012 from the people. 2018, they're firing bullets at them and running them over with tanks in the street because they can't fight back. Folks, take it to heart. The real deal. They take the guns, they shoot the people. They were just coming for some food. They just wanted to eat and get some humanitarian supplies that were delivered. And the dictators that will be said, sorry, like the money and all the other good stuff, you ain't getting it. A mess. My friend Eno at work is from Venezuela. He has two brothers and other family members who reside in Venezuela. And I can assure you what you see on the news is only a fraction of what's really shaken down out there. It's almost impossible to get the truth. But the people are hungry, and the people are being squashed by tyranny. So if you want to have a country like Venezuela, elect Bernie. We'll be in. It'll be perfect. And he'll help get away with all the cows and all the combustion engines, retrofit every house. When they say retrofit, what the hell are they talking about? Retrofit every house and build buildings with no glass in New York City. What's wrong with these people? They legalized this pot and see what happened? They legalized pot all over the place. Now you got a bunch of stoners in Congress doing weird shit. Excuse my French. You know what I'm saying? It's like putting me in Congress 20 years ago. You know, woohoo, yeah, man, let's go. Free shit for everyone. Yee, let's go get some Twinkies. You know what I'm saying? Use my language. I'm kind of just out of it. It's been a rough weekend. But I'm going to bring in my friend, Gary Binford, Nation Savers, folks. He used to write some great stuff. For Newsday and Daily News, but now he writes great stuff at Nation Savers. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. My good friend, we finally met face-to-face. I'm very honored to have met this excellent, patriotic American citizen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Gary Binford. What's happening, Gary?
Thank you, Mark. Can you hear me?
Yes,
can
sir.
You hear me,
loud
Mark?
And clear.
Good.
Loud and clear.
I dialed in about 5 minutes ago, and you were on such a roll I said, well, let me just kick back and listen to you. I figured you may take the whole show out, which would be fine because you were telling truth and you were speaking truth, and that's what we need. We need to speak truth to power, and that'll help us save this country to retain our freedom and liberty, which you know and I know, and that's what Nation Savers 2018 on Facebook is about, to alert and alarm the people that don't know, that are disengaged or uninformed about the left and its attempt to undermine this country. It's treasonous.
It is. It's crazy. I think there's going to be some heads going to roll here pretty soon, though. Do you think that these people are going to get in trouble?
I think some of them will. I think they're falling into their own trap. I think it may not go as high as we'd like, but I think they've fallen into their own trap. They're gonna get some government officials. I think some FBI people, even as high as Hillary Clinton. That I just have a feeling that they're gonna try and find a way to find a soft landing place for Barack Obama, and that's because of political correctness. This country has been turned around, and the cultural Marxism of political correctness has flipped the script on our language. It's flipped the script on words. Words don't mean truth. Words are relevant or relative based on what the left says. If you notice, if the left changes the meaning of a word, it's all right because they know what they're doing. If the right changes the meaning of a word, they're evil. The word racist has been flipped on its ear. Racist is no longer a person who is intentionally trying to hold down somebody of another race in which they use their financial or their power as a boss or in any way, shape, and form to keep them from moving ahead. Calling somebody a name, that's not what racism is about. Racism really doesn't matter unless you can inflicted on somebody. Otherwise, it's just personal preferences. So now they've turned this around where if you say anything against a black person or anything against a homosexual because you just don't think it's right because the Bible says it's not right, or if you don't think that Allah, who doesn't exist, by the way, is the same as God, right, then you're a xenophobe, you're a homophobe, you're a racist. And why I get to this, I think they have people so afraid that they won't go after Barack Obama because they know the left is going to cry, you did it because he was black, because you didn't go after Clinton after he got out of, after he was out of office. You didn't go after anybody else after they're out of office. You're only going after this guy because he's black. Not because he's a Marxist, not because of Fast and Furious, not because of what happened in Iran, not because he totally destroyed the economy, not because he totally destroyed black people, not because he totally tried to take Christianity out of this country and belongs in jail, but because he's black. And that, I think, they'll stop short because political correctness, they fit in and worked in white guilt. Too many people have bought into it. They bought into it in the schools. And now people are walking around, yes, well, you didn't have a slave. Mark, we talked about this Friday. You didn't have a slave. You didn't enslave me. What happened 200 years ago happened 200 years ago. We got to move on, right? So, but they're using these things as wielding tools, and that's why I think it will only stop short of Barack Obama. But he's in this up to his eyeballs. And by the way, so is Joe Biden, because all the surveillance of Donald Trump that took place prior to him going into the White House occurred in 2016. It could not have happened without passing through the desk of Barack Obama, and the guy sitting right next to him, his vice president, was Joe Biden. So he's up in his eyeballs in this too, and I have a feeling since the radicals in the Democratic Party don't want him running, and really even though he seems popular and as a moderate, which he really isn't because you've seen him slide as far left as he needs to go, I have a feeling they're going to use this. His own party is going to cap his knees and cut him off at the knees. And one of the things you're going to start hearing, hey, Joe Biden, he was there with Barack. He was a part of this whole cover-up and this whole FISA war and everything. And I think they're going to use that to bring him down.
If he makes it as the nominee, he's going to have to answer for Obama's failed record. Right on stage. It's not going to just fly away. he's going to be having to answer for the worst economy, the worst recovery, the 8 million more people that were on food stamps, and all the other great statistics that Sean Hannity throws out all the time.
It's already starting. You see how it's already starting? All of a sudden, Barack Obama was talking about how Donald Trump couldn't improve the economy. He can't do that. You don't have a magic wand. Okay, so he does the economy. Then what does Obama say? And what are the left saying? Where before, when they said Trump was going to kill the economy, now that it's flourishing and booming, they say, well, it was Obama's economy. He's just riding on the coattails. And notice what Biden's coming out now saying. He's taking credit for the economy. See, this is what they do. They lie, and they get cover from the mainstream media, the disingenuous mainstream media. They don't put the truth out. That's why Donald Trump has to knock off the unholy trio. Political correctness, liberalism, the disingenuous mainstream media. Until those three are put in his place, which is in the ground, we will never be able to have liberty and freedom and justice in this country, because we don't have a level playing field anymore.
Well, here I got from my good friend Billy from Take a Pause group with the actual definition of race. A person who shows or feels discrimination or prejudice against people of other races, or who believes that a particular race is superior to another. There you have
it. That's part of it. That's part of it. But there's also another component to it as it applies to groups of people. See, that's the personal definition of you against me or me against somebody else. But when you look at it as groups of people, it becomes a force thing. In other words, you can think what you want about anybody. You have the right. You know, you have free speech. You have the right to call me any name you want. What you don't have is the right, because of the color of my skin, to economically or use your force to keep me from getting a job, to keep me from buying a home if I can afford it, or to keep me from moving into a neighborhood and putting my kids into school just because of the color of my skin. See, that is where it becomes a thing about groups, when you're looking at a group of people. Like, you know, there's a difference between one-on-one individual matchups, which you can settle in court, and when you're looking at groups of people, where you are just taking a group of people, no matter what group that is, and passing a judgment on them based on something that they have no control over, because that's what they were born with. So that's, you know, but thank him very much for the definition.
Yes. And some people have accused me of being a racist, and I said, I don't think that I'm a racist simply because I watch NASCAR once in a while. I mean, that's as far as a racist I am. You know, Gary, I treat everybody equally who shows me dignity, respect, kindness. You know, they don't treat me like I'm some ass. If they're nice to me, I don't care. You could have two heads, one facing backwards, whatever. I wouldn't judge you because of the way you look or what your skin is. That's not me. So if watching three laps of NASCAR, you know, like the last three laps to see who wins, makes you a racist, then I guess I might be one.
Well, first off, there are three elements here that the Democratic Party, they're about to eat their own. You're about to see the circular fire, which is going to be very, very interesting. Because you have within the Democratic Party identity politics, and this is what Marxism is about. Socialism. You put groups against each other. You put black against white. You put male against female. You put rich against poor. And if you know, and then you create chaos. You create the chaos. Uncle George Soros lights the fuse, and then you blow the country up, and you got everybody at each other's throats, men against women, black against white, rich against poor, and then you come in, and you created this mess, and you come in and say, okay, we're going to settle it by big government. See, and what you're seeing within the Democratic Party, it's actually amazing that they're this delusional, but I think Donald Trump has just driven them to total delusion, that they have gone so far in identity politics it's starting to bite them in the butt. Like, if you notice, you're seeing the infighting going on between Cory Booker's people and Beto O'Rourke, because they're going, you're only in this, or Pete Buttigieg, he's only in this because he's got white privilege. And all of a sudden, you know, they've been killing and saying, we don't want all white men, and now you're running two of them, Biden and Bernie Sanders. And so you have these weird groups under the tent that don't get along. You have the secular Jews with the Muslims, okay? They're in that tent. Then you have, like, black church people with the abortionists. They're in that tent. And you have all these groups of people that actually don't like each other, but the Democrats are trying to just grab group after group, because this is what it's about. It's about identity politics, where on the Republican conservative side, it's about upholding the Constitution. It's about upholding the Judeo-Christian values. It's about upholding the constitutional republic form of government. It's about upholding capitalism and freedom that comes from God. Of course, the other side, they have no God because they're all evolutionists. They're all globalists. They're all into the one world order. That's why they're into this phony environmental movement. You know, God controls the heaven and the earth. And by the way, people within the sound of my voice, please understand this. Any movement that tries to control the environment that God Almighty created himself and leave him out of the picture is destined to fail. It wouldn't matter what we did with the air. It wouldn't matter what we did with the water. If we keep God out of it, he will Tower of Babel this. Okay? Because that's man's attempt to do and infringing into the position of God without his approval and in a way and shape and form that you're totally leaving him out, saying we have to save the planet because there is no God. It's just an evolution thing. As if God's sitting up there saying, hey, I control the heavens and the earth. Why are you guys leaving me out of this? You think you're going to get away with this? I got news for you. Go read about the Tower of Babel. They tried to build the tower and left me out, and they were going to build this mighty, mighty creation. Look what I did. One blow, one little blow of air, down it went. Okay, see, so they're on the people on the left, they are into everything that's antithetical to God, antithetical to our Constitution. They're trying to overthrow it because, as you know, Mark, you must get that piece of paper out of the way for socialism to come in. That's why they're attacking it through free speech. They're attacking it through cultural Marxism. They couldn't get us to overthrow the country. You know, all the radicals from the 60s, you know, Bill Ayers wanted to blow up buildings and stuff. We wouldn't join them. So that didn't work. So now they're changing the language. They're making what's up, down, what's right, wrong, right? And they're changing the language. They're going through the schools, bringing in this Marxism and socialism. You can't say this. You can't say that. Taking away our freedom. Then they want the guns because, as you said earlier, just like Karl Marx says, you got to neuter God, get the church out of there. Then you got to get the guns because any place, as you see in Venezuela or any place, want Cuba, whatever, when you find out you've been snookered, when you find out you've been tricked, when you find out socialism isn't what you want, then you want to overthrow the government, but you have no guns because they took the guns away from you. So you just see people shot in the street, and you're going to end up with Mao. So that's what's going on, and we must stop this. We must fight this. And we can do this because we have truth on our side.
And I saw a great rally today in New York City that had a counter-rally, anti-Ilhan Omar, get her out of the Foreign Relations Committee rally with Jexit and others. Fine patriots from the Sunshine State, George Colella, Godfather, all the way up in New York, joining the Jexit side, Jews exiting the Democrat Party. They had some great speakers over there, and they're doing great things fighting anti-Semitism in Congress. But I think they need to go a step further than having her step down from the Foreign Relations Committee. I think she needs to be booted out of Congress completely. So she can swear on the Holy Bible she can't serve. Sorry, this is a Christian country, whether folks like it or not. That's what we are, a Judeo-Christian country.
That's what they're trying to overthrow. See, you see, the founding fathers, a lot of them were deists, but they understood, they believed in a God, one God. A lot of them were Christian. And those Judeo-Christian values that you're talking about, that freedom comes from God. That freedom comes through Jesus Christ. That freedom that they put in our Constitution protects our religious freedom. It protects our right to bear arms. to protect us from tyranny of government, which they had gone through. It protects our freedom of property rights. It protects our freedom of speech. See, and the left is trying to collapse all of that. This is a socialism movement. This movement is to collapse that. And all of these people that you see lining up of different religions, different faith, different – it's not even about their ethnicity. It's about the way they think. They're all against the Constitution and what this country stands for. And this is a concerted, highly motivated, highly funded, from George Soros and all other kind of people – operation to try and put enough pressure that the system will collapse on its own.
Well, we can see that the immigration system is imploding. That plan is working. You know, it starts somewhere and then it becomes a domino.
Well,
it's in the school and the hospital.
Mark, as we talked about Friday when we were eating, as I said, You want to end this. You want to get that wall built and end this very quickly. Just go down to leave the country. They get some people. Go down and catch up with these people coming. Give them MAGA hats and T-shirts with the Bible on it, or not even a T-shirt with the Bible. Just say God bless America and put a Bible under their arms and send them to the border. And it'll be a race between Pelosi, Schumer, and Jerry Nadler, and Swalwood, and all these anti-American, anti-God factions to go down to the border, and they'll build a wall themselves.
We got to do it. We got to find. We got to find a group, and everybody should buy 10 hats and mail it down to one of these great groups that are down there, and send them across the border with the hats and the shirts. I think that would be amazing. I think that would work great. I bet it would work 1,000% if they thought 20,000 Trump supporters were coming to the border.
Oh, it would have been. They would have raised the money for the wall themselves. See, this is what we have to understand, and this is what my page, Nation Savers 2018 on Facebook. This is what I do. What I do is, like in The Wizard of Oz, everybody, we're off to see the wizard, and they're off to see the wizard, and they get there, and they're seeing all this smoke and all this loud noise, and Toto the dog goes and pulls the curtain back, and there's a little old man operating this big machine. What Nation Savers 2018 does is expose the hypocrisy and that people who aren't necessarily paying attention or being confused by the mainstream media to let you know what's really going on. I'm gonna give you a couple examples. The very same people who were talking at the border, Maxine Waters and Pelosi and Schumer, about children being ripped out of their mother's arms at the border, have no problem ripping a fist out of a mother's womb. How hypocritical! Now you listen to them like you were talking about the abortion law, and Janet Porter, God bless her, with her heartbeat bills that she started in Ohio. Look at this. You watch these liberals on TV, they're analysts, and they say, "Oh, we're for the little people. We're for the least of these. The least of these are the unprotected in the womb. They're the only faction in life that can't protect itself. Even a poor person or a homeless person has a chance on the street. A baby, that fetus needs our help. We're their only hope." And they rip that. They say, no. And then at the same time, how dare they? How dare that guy in Philadelphia call those women, that mother and her daughters, praying for people, black people, entering an abortion clinic, and he called them racist. Now, let me get this straight. They're racist because they're trying to talk women out of aborting black babies who most likely are going to grow up to be Democrats anyway, since black people unfortunately vote 93% Democrats. So this mother and her daughters cared about those babies' lives enough that they were willing to let enemies of God, as far as voting would go, and enemies of the country as far as how they're going to vote, come in right? They would rather have those babies born, and this guy is calling them racist for trying to save the life of black babies. This is what I mean. That is delusional. And it's the same thing with ripping mother, you know, ripping babies out of the womb at the border, yet you don't care about killing them in the womb. Delusional. We need to point this out, friends. America, we need to point this out to people. We need to get in their faces. I didn't say punch them, but we have truth on our side. We can argue and debate these issues and back them up with truth.
Right on. And I don't know if you heard the episode I had Claire Caldwell on the show. She was an abortion survivor. That's a pretty incredible story. You could go back in the archives. It'd be kind of hard to find because they all say Patriot Nation Radio Show Live. So you have to go one by one by one. I could probably find it. It was an incredible episode to hear a story of someone who survived an abortion. And she's good friends with Abby Johnson.
Amen.
Who the Unplanned was about. And it was an amazing show. And she actually knows her birth mother. Her birth mother was 13 years old when she got pregnant. You know, it was a different time. It was, you know, kids, we had more free time. And we were outside all the time. It was easy to hang out with the girls, you know. So then she was young. And sometimes 13-year-olds mix it up. And she got pregnant. And so her parents, because she was 13, that's it, you know. But it was twins. And they only got one at the abortion. The other one stayed inside, injured. And
Mark,
yes, sir.
Life comes from God. And only God can take it. Two covenants in the garden, in the Garden of Eden. The sanctity of life, in which he wed Adam and Eve and said, and the two shall become one flesh. And then the sanctity of marriage. That's the sanctity of marriage. The two shall become one flesh. And then the sanctity of life. After the first person born of a woman, first person ever that came into this world as a woman was a murderer. Cain killed his brother, Abel. And God then said, you can't take a life. I give life, only I can take life. Okay? Now, those are the two covenants God made with mankind. And if you break those two, everything aimed against Judeo-Christian values all focuses on that. Because on those two covenants comes God's nuclear family, God, Father, Mother, children. And everything that the left is doing is to break those two up, okay? Everything they're doing is to break that family up because that breaks the nation's whole of a godly family, and they don't want that because they're trying to get rid of all vestiges of God and the Bible, Judeo-Christian values, out of this nation. So they can usher in socialism. Now, I want to make an impassioned plea because I know there are a lot of people who say they're Christians and they vote for Democratic Party candidates. And I just want to tell you a little bit about my story here, and you'll understand, hopefully, where I'm coming from in this regard as it applies to abortion. When I was younger, not proud of it, but I had multiple abortions with the same woman. I was not a Christian. This is not the woman that was my former wife. I got married. It's not her. It's not my former wife. No, before that, I had two abortions. And I didn't think much of it because I didn't understand what it was. And then I became a Christian, and I understand that, you know, what life means to God. I understand Sodom and Gomorrah was leveled because of deviant sexual sin. More importantly, God's people, the Hebrews, the Israelites, went into bondage because the women were popping their babies out and throwing them right directly into the fire to the pagan god Molech, which was their version of abortion. Once I understood that this was wrong against God, I changed, I turned, I left the Democratic Party plantation, which I knew no better as a black person, in case you didn't know, I'm a black person. Growing up, that's all I knew. I didn't know any. All we knew is all black people have to be Democrats. We didn't know why. They just said, well, they're for the people. Well, okay. Well, once I became a Christian, I found out differently. Now, here's my point.
Right.
Here's my point. My point is Once I became a Christian, one of the first things I did, I got on my knees. I don't know how long as I was on my knees, but I'm about to cry now. I begged God to forgive me for those abortions. I begged him because I took two lives and I didn't know what I was doing. I begged him. I begged him for forgiveness. He said, son, you're forgiven. Now how can I go now and vote to make it legal? I can't do that. I just asked God to forgive me for that sin, and now I'm going to go and vote for people who want to make it legal. You can't do that and be a Christian. You just can't. And if you think you can, when you face God in the judgment, good luck trying to explain that. Okay? So it's the same thing with homosexuality. You know what the Bible says about it. So if God brought you out of that, if he brought you out of that, and that's now no longer in your heart, how can you support people who want to make it legal? You just can't do that. It's the height of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy dies with a pure heart, with a reclaimed heart. You just can't do that. So I'm just making an impassioned plea to people out there who say they're Christians but vote for this Democratic Party. You've got to consider and realize you've got to make a firm commitment to God. If you belong to Jesus Christ, it's got to be his agenda, and those two are non-starters. The buck stops there. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And see, there you have it, folks. That's testifying right there. Hallelujah.
See,
amen. God bless you. God bless you, Gary, and your tones, man. If you, that's what it's about. And I have a guy at work. He's always walking around saying, oh, Lord is my shepherd. And then he tells us, you know, he goes to these crazy wild parties. I'll just say, we'll just leave it at that. And I say,
well,
I say to him, you can't beg for a forgiveness of a sin and then go out and commit the sin on purpose knowingly the next day. On purpose. Then that Lord is your shepherd goes out the window and you're not ever going to be forgiven for that unless you stop. See, I'm for the belief of the only way you can be forgiven of a sin when you ask for forgiveness is to never do that sin again.
Or if
Otherwise,
you do, if you fall, because we're imperfect people, we're falling individually. If you fall, you get on
you
your knees and you repent and you go the other way. You're right, Mark. You have to go the other way. You know what used to get me once I became a Christian, because I was in predominantly churches with predominantly black audience, black people. I didn't understand what born again was. See, born again, if you belong to Jesus Christ, you're born out of your race, you're born out of your gender, you're born out of your class. His precious blood cleanses you from all sin and you become part of his family, which means a person like you or a Chinese woman or an African man or a Puerto Rican woman or an Asian, whatever, that's in Christ would be my brothers and sisters, even over my own family who aren't saved, that aren't anymore. So I'm in these churches and I'm sitting there and I'm hearing them preach the gospel and talking about all these sins. And then at the end of the service, they bring up four or five people and say, these are our Democratic Party friends. Make sure you vote for them in the election. And I'm like, what do you mean? What's going on here? See, and I eventually left and found a church. The churches that I go to would obviously now be churches of true born-again people where the gospel is truly preached. But this is the problem we have. This is the problem we have right now here in this country. We have a divide. We have a divide amongst people who want to retain our Constitution. And we're not a democracy. Please, people, you don't want a democracy. You may think you do. You don't. Democracy means majority rules. You don't want the majority rule, because when you have the majority, you'll be happy. But if they have the majority, you'll be in big trouble. We're a constitutional republic, which means we're governed by laws. We're governed by that document. And that's where our rights come from. So nobody can take our rights away. See, in a democracy, they could say, well, we don't like freedom of the press.
Hold
we're
on.
Taking it away from
One
you.
Second. Rights don't come from the Constitution. They are protected by the Constitution. The rights come from God.
From God, right.
Right. The rights come from God and are protected by the Constitution.
There you go.
That's,
right.
That's,
yes. See, and that and well, that's where they got those rights from. See, and in a democracy, they can take those away from you. That's why people they're trying to overthrow that Constitution. Notice everything that happens. Occupy Wall Street, Charlottesville, Colin Kaepernick, Ferguson, anything that breaks out, it start the NFL taking a knee. It starts out in one right. It starts out in one place, and a lot of it could be pure. In other words, a lot of it could be somebody has a beef. But then the Marxists come in with their money, and they say, "We'll take over now. We'll make you famous. We'll put you on TV. You'll be all over MSNBC and CNN," and they take over the movement. So what starts out about Colin Kaepernick talking about, well, I don't like this, that, and the other thing, all of a sudden turns into this whole big movement. And if you notice, everything I told you, all of those ended up starting out in an organic form, but ended up with somebody saying, we got to collapse the Constitution because white men who had slaves wrote it. See, and it always gets to that because I'm telling you, the left understands without getting that document out of there, they can't have true socialism. And by the way, as you know, Mark, the goal of socialism, as Lenin and Stalin said, is communism. It's the intermediate step. You can't start with communism. You'll work your way. You don't think so? People, think about this. Roe versus Wade, one woman, Norma McCorvey, one woman with a beef. Look at where we are now. Infanticide. You see where it goes? All these things. Hey, we just
want... You know, it's crazy.
Right.
Something,
we just want unions. Go ahead.
Something a lot of people don't know is that the Roe in Roe v. Wade, after it passed, became pro-life. And then fought the
Absolutely.
Abortion industry for the rest of life.
And she passed away, but Norma McCorvey, because she realized she got used. See, and she had a beef, but they had an agenda. These are the type of things that you'll see on my Nation Savers 2018 page on Facebook. If you want to receive the post, just go to the page, Nation Savers 2018 on Facebook, click like and follow, and you should be able to receive the post. You know how Facebook is, so every now and then, put something on there. You can befriend me at Gary Binford, B-I-N-F-O-R-D, on my personal page. It's a little bit different, but between the two, this is what I do. This is what I do for a living. I don't get paid for it. This is what I believe I was ordained when I lost my job by God to do. I wanted to go back in the work world because, just like most of us, I'm not financially independent. But this is what he came up with, and I didn't come up with this name. It started out as Nation Saver 2016, and people, believe me, just get involved. Get involved. Start something. Just find a passion. Find something you like to do that has a religious or political a connotation to it, and get involved. You'll never know where you end up. When I started, I had no idea I was going to end up doing all type of radio shows, getting speaking engagements, and I had my first television appearance last month. That's on my page now. The show's up on my page now. You know, I never dreamed of this. It wasn't even my goal. I was just trying to be one voice crying out in the wilderness, and you never know how you're going to be used. And this is the problem with the left. The left understands activism. Barack Obama is president now because Saul Alinsky, his mentor, showed how to community organize, hit the streets, hit the liquor stores, the churches, the street corners, and they mobilized people. They went out and found a voting base for him that the Democratic Party never even tried to reach before. We need to understand the tactics of rules for radicals, and instead of using it for evil, use it for good. Understand how the very tactics that they use to go out and do what they want to do to tear the country apart, we need to meet their force with our force to go out and save this country for time and eternity.
And I got to tell you, we've been trying for years to raise awareness and bring people together. You know, we're just ready to throw this gigantic rally. There's going to be thousands of people. It's Operation American Spring. And then 1,000 people show up. But when it was building, you would think, well, on the first day there was 5,000, and on the third day there was 3,000, and by the first week it was down to like 300. And but if you would have seen the page, you would have seen the hype. It was built up. It was all over the place. Everybody was going. There was pages. There was groups. There was chat. And
Mark,
it just fizzled out because
Mark,
the unrelenting attacks by the leftists and Glenn Beck.
Mark,
Glenn
two things.
I
understand. Mark, be of good cheer. Two things. Two things I need to say before we go because I know we're running out of time. Two things. Number one, you never know God's timing. See, our timing
right.
is not his timing. Our ways are not his way. When I started this out in 2016, Nation Savers, it started out as 2016. It was in support of two videos from a friend of mine, Curtis Bowers. He had made two videos about socialism, the communist takeover of America. The first was called Agenda Grinding America Down. The second was called Agenda 2, Masters of Deceit. If you go to agendadocumentary.com, you can see the trailers to these films. I started this page to try and help him, and it fizzled. It fizzled, okay? And I was disheartened. But the point was, as you're seeing, it was we thought it was time, but it was too soon. Bernie Sanders hadn't come out. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez hadn't come out. And what happened is now those movies, America is ready for those movies now because the Democratic Party is all going socialist. So people were saying, well, that'll never happen in my lifetime. Now it's right on the doorstep. Before we go, I have to talk about our president. Donald Trump, regardless of what you think of him and regardless of where you stand, Donald Trump saved America because you pray, you ask God, keep her out of the White House. We can't let her name in these judges. Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg will retire. Hillary will get three judges. We'll lose the country through the courts. This is the only man that could have won. Ted Cruz, who you could not have carried Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. That's what it took. And right now, I'm glad he's governing. He's fighting the swamp, which is both sides. But the main thing is he's taking on liberalism, political correctness, and this disingenuous mainstream media, because until those three are leveled and brought back to where we have a level playing field, we can never get traction because the media keeps lying. They won't put our stuff out. So this man is fighting the battle we need fought right now.
But notice, folks, 90% negative media in the approval ratings continue to soar higher and higher. Folks are like freaking out. Oh, my God, a trade war. You know what I say about this trade war? I say, to hell with China, slap the tariffs, and make it in America.
Here's what's happening.
Keep America.
Here's what's happening. Here's what's happening. Let me just make this one stick, Mark. Here's what happened. CNN is international. It goes around the world. Communist and socialist countries won't even let Fox near them. Okay? They don't want the people to see what a free country we are. So they're getting all this stuff from CNN, who's supporting Kim, who's supporting Putin, who's supporting the leader of China. These people, these leaders around the world are buying the CNN Kool-Aid, thinking Trump will either get impeached or get booted out. That's why they won't cut any deals with him. You watch. As soon as he wins again, they'll pay to the piper because they're going to realize, okay, he's in. We can't do anything about it. See, they're hoping, wishing and hoping on a prayer that they're going to get him out of it. It's not going
to
happen.
I believe in 2020, the Republicans should be able to take the House again, and then we can really move forward and make this country great, keep this country great, and show the people of America that Judeo-Christian values, the Constitution, and America is what made this country. It's what will maintain this country and sustain this country. And if we
Mark,
turn our back
so,
on those thousands,
I was so upset when they won. Go ahead. I was so upset when they won the House. But look at what it did. It showed us who they really are. Now that they won the House, they're putting policies out. They wouldn't have put this Green New Deal. They wouldn't have put their infanticide. They wouldn't say they wanted to overturn all of Trump's tax cuts and throw us into a recession. The reason they're doing it is because they won the House. See, if they didn't have the House, they couldn't pass any bills, so they'd be silent. We wouldn't realize how dangerous and deadly they are. So in the long run, this may help us because it's waking people up that didn't realize how bad things are on the left. They're Marxists, they're socialists, they're communists, they're against God, they're against this nation, and they don't have to be stopped. They got to be crushed. This movement has to be crushed. End of story.
Yes, indeed. And, folks, check out Jexit, Blexit, and Alexit. That's Latinos, Blacks, and Jews exiting the Democratic Party. They are exiting in big numbers right now, and I really believe, and also the Walk Away campaign, I really believe that these four campaigns are going to really be making a huge difference in the next election, and they're going to counterbalance all these illegal alien voters that are coming in. I think if we get enough folks to follow the Jexit page, the Blexit page, and the Lexit page, you know, they all got that from this, you know, Brexit, exiting
right.
European
I'm just
Union.
Hoping,
so
I'm just hoping the people will become aghast when they see at this Democratic primary what they're going to be saying, because everybody is going to run everybody further left. Even Joe Biden is trying to say, I'm more left than Kamala Harris. Yeah, right. But the point is, they're going to just drive each other so far left, they're going to go off the cliff.
The moderators aren't going to let them go off the cliff. They're going to try to fashion the questions not to make them look like lunatics. It's going to be up to the candidates that oppose them to bring up the insanity that they are pushing. Because I don't
That's
think
Donald
the moderators
Trump.
Yeah, I don't think that the moderators in the debates are going to be asking questions that are going to throw their favorite candidate under the proverbial bus.
Donald Trump will hammer them so much and get under their skin, they're going to have to reply to him. And he's the one that's pushing him. He's the one that's driving them crazy, because they realize if they don't get him out, everything Barack Obama put in place for 8 years is going to be totally unraveled. They realize this. They got to get him
out.
Yeah. But also the swamp, the Republican establishment that likes kicking the can down the road. When the Democrats in power, we can raise money. When we're in power, they raise money, and we just keep kicking the can down the road. Trump wants to change the system. He's dangerous to them too. That's why he's having trouble with the right. He will clean the swamp, but he needs our help and support, America. Get behind him.
Amen. So, folks, make sure you head over to Nation Savers 2018 page on Facebook today and get some of Gary's great writings. He's a very passionate speaker and writer. That's Nation Savers 2018 on Facebook. I want to thank you, Gary, for coming in and helping me fill this time tonight, because I needed help, and you did great. Because if you look at this live feed, I'm looking at myself, and I look wiped out, exhausted. So thanks. You really helped tonight. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mark. Thanks for having me on. God bless you and your family. Hope your dad is doing better, and God bless America.
Amen, and thank you so much, and it was my pleasure to meet you.
Same here. I had a great time with you. At Gino's, that doesn't exist.
And I don't think I said thank you for lunch, maybe. I might have forgot, so thank you.
No, you did. You did. Hey, I had a great time. It's great finally. You love meeting patriots and people of like mind.
Yes, indeed. Amen. Hallelujah. Until we talk again, thanks again, Gary. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Binford, Nation Savers 2018. What a great guest. What a great show. Thanks so much. And right now I'm going to end the show, but I want to make sure you tune in Thursday, 8 p.m. To the Patriot Nation radio show. And, of course, I follow my good friend James Bostic in a conservative perspective. He starts at 7 p.m. You want to check him out also on Tuesdays. He has his own show on Tuesday, A Conservative's Perspective with James Bostic. And, of course, we've been doing this for a long time, and we really enjoy it, to try to bring truth and honesty and try to wake people up, you know, realize what's happening here. It's a great awakening. And, you know, just to see the president and other folks praying in the White House is just inspiring to me. And I want to just thank each and every one of you who tune in every week, every day, all the time. Gary is a great fan. He's been listening for a long time now. And everybody else, because without you, there is no show. And right now, I'm going to bring this flag with me right here. I'm going to put it up so we can all do the Star Spangled Banner together. Now, folks, I want to just let you know that flag is hanging backwards. And so I don't know if you see it. If it looks, to me, it looks right. I don't know. The camera's weird. The camera's backwards. This is my left side. So it looks like it's on the right. please don't be angry. It's the left. Star Spangled Banner, DaveRayDaveRayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition. Star Spangled Banner, here we go. See if it'll play. It's loading, folks. I should have hit play a minute ago. The crazy internet. The modem's right there on the other side of that glass. And I'm watching circle spin. Oh, here it is. But look at this great flag, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're talking about. You want to maintain this. The men who die protecting this and the Constitution and our rights and our lives and our freedom. You may think, oh, what are they're fighting pointless wars in the Middle East. They're not pointless. It keeps those people from coming over here and terrorizing us. Keep them in the desert. Don't let them get here. They're still getting here. They're coming across the board. So I hope this Star Spangled Banner plays soon. Because I really, it's circling. Come on! I don't have a... Oh, and we get a commercial. Here we go. That's right at Daybreak, DaybreakUSA.com. Get your version of that song today. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. Once again, thank you all for tuning in. Till we meet Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Get a pen. www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Check out the archives. I got shows over 750 shows or something there. You can go all the way back to 13. All right, folks. Good night. Love you all. God bless America. Peace.